Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of our message is, This is How I Fight My Battles. Now, the Bible says that if we are followers of Jesus Christ, that we are blessed and highly favored. In fact, we're also protected by God. He gives his angels charge over us, the Bible says. The Bible says in Psalm 5 and 12, You, O Lord, bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. So let's begin the service by saying, Lord, I thank you for blessing me and surrounding me with your presence. Now, as we enter into this new year, and it's going to be one of blessing and favor, but I have to also tell every one of you that you are going to experience some spiritual battles as well. You may be going through some right now. So today I want to discuss spiritual principles for successfully overcoming the opposition that we face. Now, it says in 1 Peter 4 and 12, Dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trials that you will go through as if something strange were happening to you. Folks, listen. Please listen. If you are a child of God, you are on the battlefield. In fact, there is a war between good and evil, and it's been going on since Satan was kicked out of heaven. And now you're a part of it, and you can't stay neutral because your enemy, the devil, is trying to take you down. Now, this is what the Bible says about the devil. In 1 Peter 5 and 8, it says, Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. I need to let you know today that you cannot be a spiritual pacifist if you're a Christian. Just won't happen. And many of you, maybe you didn't realize what you were signing up for. But you're in the army of the Lord now. Look at your neighbor and say, you're in the army of the Lord, and so am I. And it's time to fight. Listen to what the Bible says about our God. In Exodus 15 and 3, it says, Our God is a man of war. The Lord is his name. In fact, the Christian life is a fight. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 12, it says, Fight the good fight of faith. You see, we're all engaged in a spiritual war against unseen evil forces attacking our purpose, our potential, even our destiny. The sad thing is many are unaware that they really are in a battle. But the Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 12 that we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits. But the good news is Jesus said he's given us power over all of that. Listen to what it says in Luke 10 and 19. He says, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes, talking about the devil, and scorpions, talking about evil spirits, and crush them. And nothing will injure you because evil spirits must obey you. Folks, listen. Jesus Christ has authority over the entire spirit realm. He has delegated that authority to his followers. Let me read a scripture to you from Ephesians 1 and 20. It says, God raised Christ from the dead and put him at his own right hand in heavenly places. God has put Christ over all rulers, authorities, powers, and kings, not only in this world, but in the next. God put everything under Christ's authority and made him the head over everything for the church, which is his body. In other words, we fight, we win. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Losing is not an option with God. You want to know why? Because he rules and he rocks. He's a rock of ages. Somebody say amen. Now, the great thing about that, having Christ in your life, is the fact that you have power over the enemy. You do not have to succumb to his intimidation, to his bullying, to his attacks, and be defeated. No, you have spiritual power through the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 1 John 5 and 4, anyone who is a child of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, your faith in God. So the one who wins against the world is the person who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I feel so sorry for people who embrace other religions and other faith walks because they have no defense against the devil. None whatsoever. Only Jesus Christ has power over the powers of darkness, and so do we. The Bible says in Romans 8 and 37 that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Come on, repeat after me. I don't just conquer. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who died for me. And I believe it, and that settles it. Give God a hand of praise if you do believe it, because then that settles it. Now, one of the predominant messages that the Bible emphasizes when it comes to any battle that you may go through is that God will be right beside you to fight with you. So you're going to win. When the three Hebrew boys were thrown into the furnace because they refused to bow to compromise, Jesus showed up in the furnace with them. In Daniel chapter 3 and 22, it says, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace was exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those who were throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in. And these three men fell down, bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. It looked like curtains for them. But saints, you cannot keep a believer down. The Bible says a believer may fall seven times, but he'll get up again. Take that, devil. The king Nebuchadnezzar was astonished when he looked in and he saw what was going on. He said to his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they said, oh, sure we did, king. He said, but look, I see four men loose walking around in the midst of the fire. They don't look hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. How did he get in there? Folks, listen, God enters every battle with you to deliver you. You may not understand that or believe that. You don't have to see him. Trust me, he's there. God enters every battle beside you, and he's fighting next to you, so you never have to worry about winning. Folks, listen, what happened next was amazing. The Bible says that the king's counselors gathered together. They looked in and they saw those men, and they saw that the fire had no power over them, that their hair was not burned or even singed, that their garments were not affected. In fact, when they stepped out, there was not even the smell of smoke on their garments. God knows how to fix it for you in your life when you go through things. When you walk out, it won't even look like you've been through a thing. People will say, how in the world did you go through that? There will not even be the smell of smoke on your life because God has been with you and he has miraculously protected your life from every one of the attacks of the enemy. Somebody say amen. Amen. Folks, listen, you can fight your battles knowing that God is by your side. And whatever you encounter in life, you win. Somebody say amen. Now, I want you to listen to the scripture from Isaiah. It's all through the Bible that God is by our side when we go through battles. Isaiah 41 and 13, maybe some of you are writing down these scriptures. They're good ones. They're all good ones. I am the Lord your God who holds your right hand And I tell you, don't be afraid, for I will help you. That's a great scripture for you to underline and highlight in your Bible. God is holding my right hand, telling me he's always going to help me. Now, you must fight the battle with this understanding that though it may seem like you've been surrounded, God really has surrounded your enemies. That's why I love that song. Though it may seem like you've been surrounded, God has surrounded your enemies. They may not understand that they're in a lot of trouble. The Bible says that he who touches my people are touching the apple of my eye. The apple of the eye really means God's pupil. Don't ever try to touch God's pupil, because you will lose an arm. You will lose yourself, in fact. And yet there are many people who try to touch God's people. When people try to attack you and touch you, just say to them, bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, "For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass." I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
There was a man who's in heaven today. He was a great man of God named Bishop Idahosa from Nigeria. And God used him as a mighty prophet. I mean, this man was a real deal. The prime minister over Nigeria called him one day and said, "We have a drought, Bishop, and we need rain." He said, "When do you need it?" He said, "Well, it'd be good if we could get some like now, this week or sometime." He went to the window and he said, "God, give us rain," and it started raining. Well, with that kind of power in your life, you know the devil doesn't like you. And so the devil would attack him from time to time. People would come, even in the government, and say, "We don't like you, and we're going to take you down, and this, and this, and this." But instead of reviling them, he just said, "Bye-bye. Bye-bye." I'll never forget him telling the story in our church. And he said, and by the end of the week, they weren't here anymore. They were gone. They left the world. They left the earth. He said, because you cannot touch a child of God and be protected. The Bible says that God protects his people. God surrounds us. So when people think they're surrounding us, they're really surrounded by God. And he's just watching to see what they're going to do to us. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 91 and 1, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest under the shadow of the Almighty." You know, when someone casts a shadow, that means they're really close by. God says, "My shadow is over you because I'm right beside you through every battle. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to worry because I've got your back." Look at the person next to you and say, "God is right beside you. You have nothing to worry about." Now, in Psalm 118 and 6, listen to what it says. It says, "The Lord is on my side. Therefore, I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me." I just want to affirm to you once again today that it does not matter what the odds are. God is the one who is by your side, And because of that, you'll always be in the majority. Now, because of this, I'm talking about principles that will help you to win every battle that you face. Number one is to remember that God is with you, therefore go boldly into the battle. And Joshua is our example. In Joshua chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "The Lord spoke to Joshua, Moses' assistant. He said, 'Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people into the land that I'm giving them. And I promise you what I promised Moses. Wherever you set your foot, you will be on the land that I have given you.'" Now, folks, I need to say this to you even as we're entering into this new year. Some things in your life have to die before God can fulfill his promises to you. For example, your disobedience needs to die. Your insecurities need to die. You need to die to the opinions of others, what they think about you, and go ahead and do what God has told you to do. Some of those relationships that keep dragging you down, they need to die. That offense that keeps you from getting involved in the work of the Lord, you need for that thing to die. Also, the habits that have been difficult for you to get loose from, they have you stuck. You can't go forward in all that God has for you. That needs to die in your life. It's time for you to possess the dream, the vision, the business, the education, the occupation, whatever God has for you. And many times the reason why we can't go forward is because there's something that should have been dead that we have not allowed to die. And that is the reason why God says, forget the former things. Forget the things in the past. You've got to get over your past. It's time for you to step into your present and into your future so that you can fulfill your destiny in God. Who am I talking to today? It's time for you to cut your ties with the past and move on. You've got to move forward in God. It's your time. This is your season. In the name of Jesus. If you know that's true, say amen. Now listen, Jesus Christ did not only come to save your soul, he came to set you free. The Bible says in John 8:36, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." That means all the way free. That means freer than free. That means all the things that had you bound, Jesus Christ came to set you free from them. Some of you are still bound by fear. Some of you are still bound by regrets in your life. Every time you start taking a step forward, the devil reminds you of what you did wrong. He reminds you of your past. But you know what? When the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. His future is the lake of fire and brimstone. Don't you let the devil intimidate you. God is with you. Let the past die. You know what Jesus said? He was calling some disciples one day, and they said, "I will follow you once I bury my father." And you know what Jesus said? Let the dead bury the dead. You need to let what is dead stay dead. And you follow the Lord so that you can fulfill your destiny. Somebody say, amen. God is taking you forward, folks. And the Holy Spirit will help you. Listen, God will help you through every trial, problem, addiction, whatever you may be going through. The Bible tells us in Romans 8:13, if you use your lives to obey your flesh, you will die spiritually. But if you use the Holy Spirit's help to stop doing wrong things, you will have true life, because those who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. God has been dealing with you about the things in your lives, and he's trying to get you forward. He's trying to get you to go forward because there's so much more that God has for your life. You have got to cut ties with your past. And that includes some people. That includes some associations. You do not need to be around anyone who keeps pulling you down, who speaks negative of you, who doesn't respect you. It's time for you to set some boundaries in your life. I know I'm talking to some people now. Some of you need better boundaries. Look at the person next to you and say, you may need a better boundary. Yeah, see, some people say, well, I got boundaries. Well, you may need a better boundary. Because it may not be working the way it should work. Those people should understand there is no more room for you in my life. What do you need, a letter? There's no more room. It's time to move on. Don't be upset about it. Just accept it. Life moves on, you know. That's a better boundary. Somebody say amen. In Joshua 1 and 8, God told Joshua how to maintain success in fighting his battles. This is what he said. He said, study this book of instruction continually. That's why you need Bible study. That's why you need to be studying and reading every day. You say, well, I don't really understand everything in the book. It's all right. It'll come to you. God will help you get into a good Bible study. They got all kinds of helps and everything, you know, that can help you to understand the book. God says that you need to understand it. Study the instructions of this book continually. And then he says, and then meditate on it day and night. Keep the word of God always in your heart, always in your mind, always before your face. You've got to know and understand what the Bible says, because it's God's message to you of supernatural grace, power, and authority in your life. He said to Joshua, now you not only need to know it, but you need to obey everything that's written in it, because only then will you prosper and succeed in all that you do. Folks, to win the battles in your lives, you have to obey God's word. You can't pick and choose and tear out the sections you don't like. I don't really like what God said here. Let's take that out. Oh, I love that portion of scripture. Some people get that same portion of scripture, but they don't know the rest of the Bible. And that's one of the reasons why it's good to know the context of your verse, what you are talking about, what you are explaining. Know what came before and what came after, because you might be shocked that you may be quoting something not the way you should be quoting it. That's another reason why you need to get into this book. God says if you do, it's the way that you will prosper. It's the way that you will be successful. Now listen to what he says in verse 9. He says, this is my command. Be strong. Be courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you everywhere you go. And that's a good word for us today. This is how we fight our battles. Always recognizing that God is right beside us. He will be with us wherever we go, whatever we go through. It doesn't matter what it is. God is beside us. You don't have to see him. If you saw him, some of you would scream, ah! Some people say, I want to see angels. I want to see angels. Well, if you saw angels, you'd probably just faint and wouldn't be able to sleep anymore. You need to understand that God has his presence with you. He has his holy angels surrounding you at all times. The Bible says the angels of the Lord encamp around, surround those that fear him. You have nothing to worry about. The only thing you have to worry about is your choices and your personal decisions. And that's why the Bible says, study the word so you know what word should be coming out of your mouth, so that you know the behavior that you should be doing in your life. Study the word, because some things are good and some things are not good. And whatever you do is going to be the harvest you receive in your life. So plant from the word of God, not from your flesh.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the message for today is This Is How I Fight My Battles, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and perhaps you're going through some difficulties in your life. The Bible says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify my name. Father, I just pray for every person who's going through difficult situations right now, those who are stressed out, those who don't know which way to turn, those who have been asking you for direction, I pray that you would grant your spirit to direct them. You told us to acknowledge you in all of our ways, and you would direct our paths. We're believing that, Lord, for every listener right now. I pray divine guidance, blessing, and encouragement upon their lives. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them to fulfill your purpose and destiny for them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.